In today's episode, we talk to dead people, we discuss Alexander Hamilton, the Drag Race finale, unrelatable brand deal flops, and why Britney Spears can't drive. Plus, we call one of our cycle babies. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
I'm really looking for like feedback about what the kids think.
The Janet Jackson song.
I love that Janet Jackson song. Are you a Janet fan?
I'm not.
Wait,
but
did you hear what she does? Do you know the Janet Jackson pyramid scheme?
Yes. I watched a video about it, or maybe not.
Where she like
she'll announce a tour,
concert, sell
and then
tickets.
She'll cancel it.
Well, she'll have people show up to the venue,
and then she cancels. And she's like, "I've got a tickle in my throat.
Sniffly nose.
Yes, I've got.
Let's do that.
I've got toxic shock.
Let's do that for the slumber party too.
Oh my God, yes, y'all buy the tickets. We're gonna be like, I'm gonna show up to your town. We'd be like, Nashville, I'm in you, and then 3 hours later, be like, I'm sorry to inform you all, but Tyler will not be reprising the role of Tyler Oakley at tonight's show. In tonight's show.
Who's your understudy?
I think you.
Oh, great. So, what if I'm sick, too?
You're going to be all on the stage like, pickles!
Buy Binge! Pickles and Ranch!
I hate my brand.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I really do.
But you do love those things.
No, but back to Janet.
Okay.
I tried to get... You know how that a couple years ago I tried to understand why people like Madonna.
I thought you were going to say you tried to go to the Velvet Rope Tour or something.
No, what the fuck is that?
One of her shows.
No, Velvet Rope Tour, my new tour.
And you just like pet velvet ropes?
Yeah.
And like braid them?
Yeah, you can't really braid a velvet rope.
How do you feel about velvet though?
Love it. I just bought a velvet couch.
No.
Yes.
For what room?
It's a turquoise.
I mean, it's not going to be in your living room.
No.
Because my brother and I both get shivers when we touch velvet.
I hate your family lineage.
That must be hereditary.
Wait, did you see, what was it?
Wait, what were you saying about Janet?
Oh, you know how I tried to get into Madonna a few years ago? Because I was like, there must be a reason people like Madonna. I inherently didn't like her because I was caught up in stan culture and everyone was hating Madonna. That was in the Gaga fandom. So I was like, you know what? I'm
going
to rise above.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not going to fall for women against women.
Josh Groban song, You Raise Me Up.
Yes, I was going to Josh Groban myself.
Yeah.
Have you ever Josh Groban yourself?
No.
When was the last time you were Josh Groban
yourself? Do you
remember
when we were in college and I would play Josh Groban in the car and I would like hit all the notes and you would be very like uncomfortable in the backseat?
I'm not sure if you ever hit a note.
Girl, you say I'm a great harmonizer.
Accidentally. not in a Fifth Harmony fan way.
Right.
No,
well, that too, but
Corey does this thing where he I don't know if he knows it, but he hits the wrong notes, but it also happens to be the correct
complimentary.
Like, harmony notes.
I guess I'm great.
He would be great in a band.
I'm a great backup singer. Oh, a boy band.
Now, when was the last time you backed up and sang? You know that woman who
my car regularly.
I
was moving trash cans around your neighborhood with my car.
We'll get to that. We'll get to it.
And harmonizing.
No, I'm just going somewhere. I've lost it.
Well, Janet.
No,
so,
no.
Janet.
I need to back up to Janet. But before I get to Janet, remember that woman who had the sneezing syndrome or something, and she only couldn't stop sniffling and sneezing or something when she ran backwards?
That was a girl who walked
or maybe she
crazy
was seizing.
That was a girl who couldn't walk because she got a flu shot. She looked great.
I've told this story like 8 times in the past 2 weeks and
about
I couldn't remember
sneezing.
The real plot line, but it was about flu shots.
I feel like
do you give children immunizations?
No to flu shots.
Immunizations.
I don't have babies.
Prove it. How do you know?
I can't.
You've had sex with a woman.
No, I have not.
How do you know?
Well, unless a Galen,
Jesus,
came down and like gave me night touches. How do you feel about
that? Maybe that Josh Groban. Okay, back to Josh Groban.
Okay,
wait, which was after what?
Okay, how Janet Jackson, Josh Groban,
so there I
pushing
was.
Trash cans around the neighborhood.
I was trying to You Raise Me Up, Josh Groban style,
yeah, yeah.
Above
the hate.
Haters hating on Madonna.
Janet.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to give Madonna a chance, okay. As one should, I guess,
yeah.
Before they judge her.
Yeah.
Turns out I still don't like Madonna.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't.
And where does Janet come into this?
So I decided, you know what? I gave Madonna a chance. I tested her out. I'm going to do the same with Janet. Because I figured Janet was a big deal for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I do like, what's that song, Together Again? It's a great song, as you know.
Yeah.
I think it's about a dead human.
Could be. It could be about raising
Speaking
up above
of which,
the haters.
I need to talk to you about dead people. You know how we were going to talk to one, a dead, you know,
yeah.
Communicate with the dead?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I don't have anybody dead to talk to.
Mm, and then you remember.
Which makes me feel bad because, you know, everyone's got dead grandparents and great grandparents, and I'm sure they're hovering, listening. And for me to say I don't have anyone to talk to, I'm sure they're like a little bit annoyed. But I feel at peace with my relationship with all those dead people.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, actually.
So then that Janet wants to be together again, but you're in no hurry to be there.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But then I saw Hamilton,
okay.
And I told you this. I texted you
And you were hoping to have a medium bring through Alexander Hamilton.
Right. I was thinking, well, if I don't have anybody relevant to talk to, why not just ring up Hamilton, Alexander?
I mean, I think you should. So when you're going to see a medium, you've got to start putting out into the world. You got to start being like, yo,
well,
JonBenet Ramsey,
yeah,
through.
I've been talking
and not
a
like
lot,
in the Violet Chachki come through kind of way, but like
that.
Come through.
I've been saying out loud often in different places, Alex.
Was he a was Alexander Hamilton
he's
a
ever,
great
like,
president?
Well, A, he was never the president.
Oh.
Spoiler!
Are you sure?
I think, yeah. No, he was like the Secretary of Treasury. America's first Secretary of Treasury.
I Googled was Alexander, and it said president. That was it came right up.
Well, because I've Googled the same thing.
Wasn't he on the $10 bill?
Yes, bitch.
But why don't... I thought we wanted him off of it.
No. We like Alexander Hamilton, and he was anti-slavery.
Okay.
Good news.
Weird.
Because you know how, like, all those
Not
people
weird
from, like...
to be anti-slavery.
Weird,
like,
I mean, weird
that he was,
years ago.
Weird that he wasn't president, and I thought all along that he was.
No, he was Secretary
of Treasury.
We used
to have a president song that we sang in, like, elementary school.
Alexander Hamilton.
And all I ever know is, like, so it was this long song, and you would name all the presidents. But then when you got
to
Abraham
from,
Lincoln, there was, like, a sick breakdown that was, like, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
Fuck me up, yeah.
Yeah. And it was, like... Something.
I think that's a Pinky
in
the Brain
president.
Song.
No, oh, well, if it was.
For
Miss,
sure.
If it was, Mrs. Livesay, my music teacher in second grade, was ripping off Animaniacs.
Well, she better
or Pinky
die
in the
mute.
Livesay.
No, die mute.
I get it.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about her singing tennis ball?
I guess I hate it.
She had a tennis ball that she drew a face on and big red bold lips, and she sliced it in the one side, and she would tell
like someone, the Joker?
Yes. Well, no, hers was like an even slice. And she would squeeze its cheeks and make it like open its mouth.
Oh, and she'd be like, this is how your mouth need to look.
Yeah.
Girl, bitch.
Is that real music teaching?
Okay, well, my singing teacher.
What did she
teach
you?
At my vocal lessons.
Yeah, what? You didn't have a tennis ball being like,
No.
That tennis ball taught me how to harmonize.
I would get voice lessons. I would go to this woman, and I think she killed someone. I think she ran
you
over someone.
You should have the medium bring that person through.
Okay, and she also had like 30 cats. And so during voice lessons, I would have to lynch roll myself afterward.
Because even as a young child, you were wearing black on black on black.
Yes, and
you knew cat
part
hair
of the
is,
vocalizing
like,
would be rolling around on her furniture just to kind of get in the mood.
to like get
what were we talking about?
Covered
no,
in
so
hair?
I gave Janet Jackson a chance.
Okay. And then... You found out you
she's good.
Oh,
she's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a Janet song, start with "Love Will Never Do Without You."
Okay, how's that go? Sing me the first 2 minutes.
It's so
harmonize good. The first 2 minutes.
No, I can't. I mean, I think Hamilton. If they're gonna make a Hamilton 2 musical, I'm not sure what the first one was about, but you should have
the first one.
The first one, the original Hamilton.
So it's about You want me to tell you? You guys, actually, I'll talk about it for half a sec before we get distracted.
Is this the Hamilton Queens episode?
No, it's not. No, it's not. But I did see that they're doing a carpool karaoke with the guy who did Hamilton.
Wow.
So, it's like the story of Alexander Hamilton. He was an immigrant.
Okay.
And that's a big plot line.
Just like most Americans.
Right. No, it's a big plot line because it's like there's such a negative connotation with Donald Trump and, you know, how he hates everyone and stuff.
Is the Hamilton musical... I have an important question.
What?
Is the Hamilton musical an anti-Trump commercial?
I think a little bit, as everything should be.
Got it.
But it was all like the story of a orphan immigrant rising himself up from the ashes and his like... It's like his story is like fucking a soap opera and shit.
Wow.
It was very dramatic. And the music's great, which I'm sure you'll hate because you hate musicals and things.
I'm sure you loved Wicked.
Yeah, okay.
And
I love
Phantom of the Opera. And I can hit that note.
You're literally the
grossest.
You're one of those people.
No.
You saw Wicked at the Wharton Center.
I was going to say I've never seen a Broadway musical, but I had to go
see
that.
You saw Lion King at the Wharton Center, didn't you?
I saw Lion King. I saw Phantom. I saw Wicked. I had to go see that dumb musical with you on Broadway.
What did you hate?
Yeah, that one that didn't really make a story. There was no story. It was just kids singing.
Oh, Spring Awakening! Spring Awakening!
Corey hates Spring Awakening.
That's how you know you should judge his musical theater taste.
I thought Spring Awakening was going to be a little bit like Glee.
Actually, oh my god! Kids.
I had no idea. You told me something about kids and sexual tension. I was like, "Where's Darren Criss?
I think you were looking for a little.
Where's Rachel Berry? It was just, I didn't understand.
Did you see Darren Criss is coming? He's doing like a San Francisco tour and a Los Angeles tour for Hedwig.
I saw that.
You should see it.
The next musical I want to go see is the Sarah Bareilles musical Waitress.
You know what?
What?
I made a new friend on Twitter.
Sarah Bareilles?
No. And his girlfriend, who is in...
Spring Awakening.
No.
Hamilton.
Calm down. Was in Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Is currently in Waitress.
I see.
We were DMing about it.
Wow. Can they get us tickets?
The main takeaway was, and I didn't ask for tickets because I'm not like that.
Whoa.
But the main takeaway was, I was like, wait, you're straight?
So you made a mistake with flirting with a boy on Twitter.
I wasn't flirting. I was just trying to network with the gay community as one does.
Yeah, network. Net-twerk.
Back to Janet Jackson.
I think we're past her. I think we're
my
on to moving.
My favorite Janet album.
Yeah, The Velvet Rope.
No, is that an album?
Yes.
I think that was LaToya. Ugh.
Speaking of moving trash cans around
control,
your neighborhood
control,
with my
control.
Car.
Do you know Control?
Janet, one of her albums had five top five hits. Or no,
it
was
control.
More than, no, I think it actually had six or more. I mean, I can't believe we're doing a Janet Queens edition.
No, we're not. But can I play you the intro for one song? And I feel like having...
I know every Janet song. Can't you just tell me about it?
When I say you, can I play you? You're not the only
the
one listening
to this.
Kids
have Spotify.
Bitch.
They can go... They can look it up. I've got a great 90s playlist they can follow.
Do you have your Spotify, what you're listening to public? Yes, you do.
I do,
sometimes
yeah. They'll like screenshot
and it's
pictures
always like,
of me listening
Corey
to...
Corey Cool is now listening to Kids Bop.
No, they'll always like screenshot pictures of me listening to that one band and they're like, Dad! And I'm like, I only like one of the songs, maybe two.
What's your Spotify so people can follow you?
I think it's just my name, Corey Cool.
How cool. Mine's Tyler Oakley.
Weird.
Corey, I will say, Corey does have good playlists that you should follow because,
thank you.
You know...
Actually,
you do. You know what I like that Corey does?
What?
That you do? you make
lists of all
like power lists. Well, no. Like a power list for an artist.
Oh yeah, that's I.
So like
have
when
like
I'm thinking, wow, I want to listen to, highlights from Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Which
I
you should make.
I'll probably get one.
You should make that. Do you have a Mariah one?
No, I was thinking
you should make that.
I mean, just listen to the '90s playlist.
Are
that's
you going to
stuff.
Listen? Or are you going to watch the new E! Show for Mariah?
No.
I am. I'm going to have viewing parties.
Gosh, I mean, I felt
like...
So I
guess you won't be invited.
Maybe I don't like E! Shows. Like, I watched all the first season of I Am Kate, and I felt like...
I like I Am Kate.
I don't know. I felt...
A journey from problematic to woke.
Is she?
Which is also the story of Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
No, he was never problematic.
No,
actually,
I
think you might have been a little
if you're looking for a good playlist on Spotify, you should, like... Everybody follows my Chillin' playlist, which I actually don't even listen to that often because you and Troy both
Chill
followed it like a long time ago. And really, my summer playlist, I think, is truly like my finest work.
Nobody cares.
I think a lot of the children do. If you're looking for a good summer
You know
vibe,
what I wish you would do? I'm going to give you a pointer.
Yeah,
live.
Please do. Okay.
you should only allow yourself to have 20 songs in a playlist at once. Like, if you add things to it. Because I don't like when, like, a fucking jam from 3 years ago comes on, I'm like, I don't want to listen to this. Overplayed.
I have an Ultimate Jams playlist, which is, like,
I don't want Ultimate.
Ultimate Jams.
I want, okay, if you're going to make Summer, then have it be rotating.
No, so
when you add
the list of mine that's rotating is my Jams playlist. That's Jams with a Z.
Okay. So
if you want rotating hits, that's where you go for that.
At Arby's.
Mm-hmm. They had the Muzak.
We had a FIFO rule. Familiar?
FIFO.
As somebody who had a meat market, I would imagine you wouldn't
know
what FIFO is.
I thought you said
is.
FIFO. Like FIFO.
F-I-F-O. F-I-F-O.
First in, first out.
Yes.
So you can't put one in without taking one out.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, the oldest has to go first.
Well, yeah.
Same with, like, roast beef.
Same with death.
Yeah. Oh, which brings me back to Hamilton. I need to talk to Hamilton.
Yeah. What's he going to say?
He's probably going to be
what was the first Secretary of State doing?
Okay, first of all, he was Secretary of Treasury.
I don't even know what that person does.
I think, like, money, banks, and things.
Yeah, they're like.
So apparently,
FDIC.
Well, they kind of talk about it in the musical, but, like, apparently, when we were first a country, it was like drama.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're still a country of drama.
You know what I took away from Hamilton?
That
the arguments
don't
they were happening. Yeah, the arguments they were having. Are still the arguments we're having today.
Well, girl, the arguments of old white men are never going to change.
Wow, drag them.
Yeah. That's what we're still arguing
about. Speaking of drag, thoughts on the finale?
Of Drag Race?
Yes.
Predictable.
Even Cuckoo?
No, God, that was the... Oh, gosh.
I watched
I
was okay with it.
I was upset that... My main takeaway was that Chi-Chi didn't win. Spoiler alert. Chi-Chi didn't win Miss Congeniality. That, to me, is outrageous.
Yeah, I agree.
I couldn't believe it. I think Cynthia Lee Fontaine is the, like, what would you say, lowest placing Miss Congeniality? Because she was out, like, third.
I loved her. I loved her because, like, all her cuckoo talk.
Listen, I think some of the problems that some of these drag queens have is that they get into a shtick and they literally beat the dead horse.
Well, we never saw it come through, which I actually am appreciative of. But then it seemed weird when,
like,
they tried to make
by
it.
By the end of it,
I didn't mind. I didn't mind it because it felt like all the queens were in on it. It wasn't like one queen, like, forcing it down our throat.
I vividly remember one episode where they were, like, entering the workroom and there were, like, five people left. And it was, like, Bob, like, insisting on doing purse first. And, like, meanwhile, Chi-Chi was, like, sashaying in the background. And I was way more interested in watching that than Bob do purse first for the
ninth
time.
Purse first felt like a more, like a more believable theme for Bob as a song at the end. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a whole song.
Yeah.
Your friends wrote the music.
Yeah. But then.
Why wasn't there a purse first song?
There is.
No, it was called, like, I'm Not That Confident.
No. Well, that was her finale lip sync. But her release post Drag Race.
She came out with a song called Purse First.
Yeah.
Girl, guess I missed that on Spotify.
Okay, well, listen to it.
Not adding it to my Gems playlist.
Okay. You know what?
So, purse first?
No, not purse first. Can I tell you something? So, are you familiar with Lord Disick?
Lord Disick.
Maybe is that how you say it?
Who is this?
I think he married a Kardashian.
God.
I know you. It's not. Oh. We're not talking about a Kardashian. We're talking about a husband of
Scott.
One. Scott.
Why is he Lord?
I think that's what his Instagram might be.
Okay.
Or maybe that's his Twitter handle. I don't fucking know.
Did his nudes leak?
No.
I'm probably
he Instagrammed. You know how, like, famous rich people will do, like, a tea sponsor and stupid shit like that.
Tea, like Earl Grey.
Yes.
Okay.
Or like a fucking detox drink or something.
Or
Instagram famous people do that all the time. It's like it's an eye roll and a half. But, like, I'm like, girl, get that ka-ching. by Shania Twain. No. Oh my God. Speaking of which. Kim Kardashian did a...
Can we get to this lore?
I'll get to it. But Kim did the most unrelatable brand deal of all time, and I was, like, I was living for it.
I pictured, when you said the most...
Imagine the most unrelatable to the common everyday human.
I pictured
human.
The most unrelatable brand deal of all time being something that, like, dirties your teeth.
No, like, something that really fucks up your teeth. A billionaire would be like, oh, I should get that product.
Like a tiara or something.
Close. She's like, she was she promotes in this Uber for jet planes, for private jets.
Oh, Uber helicopter.
No. Uber for private jets. Or it's not Uber, though, but, like, whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to say what it is. They need to sponsor this. Oh, my God. Y'all, tweet whatever the fuck company it is and be like, y'all.
I'm much more interested in, like, when Uber has, like, the kitten delivery day.
Oh, I do like that.
Do you think cats get like, a break, though, or is that, like, animal labor?
Probably animal labor.
Labia.
Animal labia. Ew-wee.
Please don't talk about baby kittens and animal
No,
labia.
No. Remember when Britney did that Uber brand deal?
No.
Where they did, a rap for cars?
You mean she rapped?
No. Shut up. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I literally have no idea what you're saying.
The rapping that you can put on a car. So it's like the print.
Oh, yeah.
And it had Britney all over
your car.
And they blasted her new single and drove around town and picked people up in it. And blah, blah. It was all in West Hollywood.
A little bit like when Katy Perry
had
did the gold semi-truck with Prism.
Back to Lord Disick.
I mean, unless Katy's on top of that bus, I don't really care.
I agree. Yeah. Britney should have been driving one of them. And
you know
it
she
been
can't
like a
drive.
Oh, my God. Drag her. Based on what? Why
Shut
wouldn't
up
Britney,
and drive.
Why wouldn't Britney be able to drive? Her legs don't reach?
No, because...
Because she doesn't.
I'm like, so sad my brain just works in like GIFs and memes now. I'm like we're talking about Britney the whole time. I'm picturing that picture of her like tasting that juice and like reading it because it was gross. Have you
what are
seen
you talking
that?
About?
She like buys a drink at like a gas station and she takes a drink of it.
And then, you see her like cringing at the label?
Yes. Like, what did I just buy?
This is Britney?
It's very relatable. Yeah, it was Britney.
Me doing a tea brand deal. No, what? Give me reasons why you think Britney wouldn't be able to drive.
I said because she's drinking a shitty, awful, like,
she's
vitamin
looking at
water.
The, looking at the label instead
the
of looking at the
info
road.
Label. Mm.
I think maybe she it's in her contract where there can be no mirrors around here. Her.
Yeah.
And cars come with mirrors.
Right, true. Yeah. They do.
Or she doesn't like things where she appears closer to the mirror than she actually is. I think that might frighten certain celebrities.
I mean, if you can think of a phobia, it exists.
I pray for Britney. I hope that doesn't affect her.
What's
back
Lord
to Lord
Disick. Dickix doing?
So he's promoting something called Boo Tea.
Okay. Is it
tea
for ghosts?
Tea
for ghosts.
No.
Well, that's
I think
dumb
it's just,
on their part.
I know.
That
I think
it's
sensual, like a booty.
Let's talk to the medium about getting tea for ghosts.
In his Instagram caption, so this is the picture of him with the tea.
Oh.
He seems very
like
into
that looks like a
this.
Muscle milk.
It's more of a muscle. It's a Boo Tea shake.
Yeah.
Protein shake. So it says, the caption.
Okay, I'm ready. You're really just building this up.
Here you go. At 4 p.m. Eastern EST, which,
oh,
are you okay with that?
No, because it's Eastern Daylight
we'll
Time
get to
right
that.
Now. God.
Here you go. At 4 p.m. EST, write the below caption. Keeping up with the summer workout routine with my morning Booty UK protein shake. He forgot to take out the instructions that the brand gave him for the exact brand deal he had to post.
Well, that's
iconic.
That like copy and paste.
He copied and pasted it, but kept in the brand's instructions for him to sound organically into the brand.
And like he was post, and he had to post it at 4 o'clock.
And he just posted it.
Well, gosh, I don't know if I
4,000 likes.
I don't know if I'm more mad at him for posting it or more mad at the marketing people for not knowing the difference between standard time and daylight time.
Also,
you know,
also
my
a
number
thing to
one
note.
Pet peeve.
A thing to note.
Yeah, I'm ready.
He posted this at noon.
Well, it could have been 4 o'clock somewhere.
There's nowhere in the country, in the United States, where noon would also be 4 p.m.
Well, it depends on noon where.
Perhaps, wait, maybe Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I don't have a clock. Just kidding. I have a couple. I'm terribly famous.
What's your favorite kind of clock?
Oh,
do you like
cuckoo?
Oh, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
With her cuckoo. She should get a cuckoo cock brand deal. Cuckoo cock. Oh. Cuckoo clock. Brand
You're just all nerves now.
No. What was I going to say? Do you like when clocks show the numbers or...
God.
Or...
This is not the clocks
Do you like
Queens
clocks
episode.
To have hands?
How do you feel? Let's talk about something that's more
clock
important.
Me.
How do you feel... How do you
look.
Feel about the new Instagram logo? Did it change your life?
I like it.
Did it change your wife?
My wife does not... She changed, yeah. She saw it and she said, oh, we can't match. She was wearing a rainbow kind of... What is it called?
Parka.
A blend.
A rainbow parka. Blend, yeah.
Yeah, a rainbow blended parka. So, yeah. And she said, she changed. It changed my wife.
I mean, did you ever do PowerPoints in like high school?
It looks like a PowerPoint.
And gradient.
Yeah,
like,
gradient.
From the
that's
left
the word
corner.
I'm looking for.
Why is that? Who made the logo on PowerPoint and did like sunrise gradient from the left corner.
Well, bitch, what kind of...
That's
what
it.
Mushrooms are you taking where sunrise looks like that?
Girl, that's clearly a
cuckoo.
Sunset. I'm sorry. It could be a sunrise. It's something.
Wait, okay, so Instagram, did you think they needed that brand change?
I mean, I do think a bolder color is going to draw some attention. And I do like that, like,
they
outline
try to claim
in
that,
the app.
I saw a graphic where they were, like, trying to claim that the rainbow that was in the photo, the image before, you know how there was, like, a little rainbow in
yeah,
the camera?
This is that, like,
they were, like, they
together.
Brought it and swirled it. I was like, don't.
I don't believe that for a second.
Which apps do you think need a redo? Here I am.
This is quite the fun game.
Nico Atsume could use a new updated cat.
I don't love the new Uber updated icon either.
Neither do I.
Like,
I really don't.
Why is it a backwards C? I'm very confused.
Is that what it looks like?
I don't. It kind of looks like that to
In
me.
In no way. Oh, wait. I'm looking at Twitter camera. I was like, bitch, what, how do you draw a Z? Oh, I guess, yeah, it looks terrible. I like the Starbucks app logo.
God, you know I don't have a Starbucks
app. It's the mermaid.
App. Well, can't wait.
You know, yeah.
Good news.
I know, I was going to say, I have the app so that I can collect points, because you get a free drink the more points you get.
Oh, thank
God. They're not sponsoring this, so don't
God.
Download the app.
Thank God. I mean.
I don't like the group me.
It's the best news I've heard since Anne Hathaway reviewed Lemonade by Beyonce.
Wait, what'd she say about Lemonade?
So when I saw the Instagram.
People that should have an opinion.
Does anyone know who's listening to Anne? Does anyone know? Any of you listeners know who Anne Hathaway is?
She's the woman with a cart of a baby in it, but it's actually an Oscar.
True.
Right? The woman we saw at Urban Outfitters.
I did see her there once. Pushing her Oscar in a stroller.
That's not actually what happened. I loved her in Les Mis.
I saw The Intern and I liked it.
Oh, you're disgusting.
I went on a bunch of flights and it was haunting me and it was just staring at me. And I feel like it becomes like.
That's like me with Spy.
Do you ever.
I saw Spy on a flight.
Spy
That's when you know
good.
You have nothing to do.
Spy was her best movie.
Oh my God.
Melissa McCarthy's.
No way.
Yeah. She's a lead actress. Yeah. I mean, she was good in Bridesmaid, but she wasn't the lead. I was going to say.
Are you a Mike and Molly stan?
Sometimes you ever think.
Are you more of a Mike or a Molly?
There's probably a BuzzFeed quiz on that.
I'm sure.
I was talking to one of our friends that we work out with. And And I asked him, now, do you see yourself as more as a love angel, music, or baby?
I think you've asked me that. And nobody
said,
at home knows what you're talking about. Don't say what it is.
Yeah.
If you know what we're talking about and don't Google it. Tell us what you are. Are you a love? What is it?
Love, angel, music, or baby.
Remember, tonight I'm gonna
you
give
know that
you
that
all
spells
my love
lamb,
in the back
right?
seat. Remember? Bubble Pop Electric.
You know that spells lamb, right? Love, angel, music, baby.
You know my first subscriber, Jessica?
Yeah, the one we called.
The one we called? She loves
Love, angel, music,
no,
baby.
Bubble Pop Electric.
What? Thank God you told me that. I've been thinking, what does his first
Should
fan
we?
Like?
And she was my first subscriber.
Able to sleep at
Should
night
we call
now.
Her and ask her if she's a
no,
love angel, music, or baby?
We're running out of time.
I think we should.
I mean, if you can get her on the phone in a minute, is that even the same album?
I don't know. Yes.
I think aren't you talking about a Lady Gaga song?
We haven't even said whose album it is.
Because that gives it away.
Oops. I just called Connor.
Oh, God.
He's going to not know what a love angel music baby is.
I'm glad everyone stuck around these last few minutes to find out.
We're calling.
If this cycle baby. Oh, God.
She's got a ring back. Remember? She's got the ring back.
You know she's got that on. Like, you know they're charging her credit card like 99
cents. Since 2003.
A month, and she has no idea.
She's literally had this for more than a decade.
God, maybe.
Hey, quick question.
Super quick.
I'm here with Corey, and we were just talking about you.
Oh, hi, Corey.
Hey, girl.
Would you call yourself more of a love, angel, music, or a baby?
I'm definitely a love.
Wow. I love that.
Is that how you guys thought?
I would consider you more of a BB.
No way.
I've never met an angel.
Well, you are kind of a cycle baby.
That is so true. I'm a huge, huge fickle babies.
That's all. Okay. P.S. We're on the podcast right now, so say hi.
Oh my god! I can't believe
Jessica. I was like, should we quiz our first subscriber?
I can't believe she's a reoccurring guest.
You are basically the most reoccurring guest, except for Queen Jackie.
Oh my god! Well, if I'm going to be second to anybody, I should be second to her.
Do you want to say anything to to anybody right now? You want to drag anyone?
Never.
You are a love.
No, but exactly. See what I'm saying? No, I'm so on the spot right now, though, but I just feel really honored again.
Well,
this moment.
Well, we just really like to make dreams come true here on Psychobabble, as you know.
I know, you really do. Well, I just love you guys so much.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
The feeling is mutual. Thoughts on us losing the Amazing Race?
I was devastated. Actually, I'm giving a shout out to my sister Meg right now. She's number one fan.
Okay. I love it.
She called and we had to talk about it for like about an hour. She was really, really upset that you guys won. Oh.
But don't you think
you guys deserved it?
Don't you think we really did kind of win?
I mean, in life, yes.
Yeah, so I'm okay with it because I feel like we had the experience of a lifetime.
You really did.
True.
I'm mostly jealous of you.
Who did you hate on the race?
This is not the race episode.
Right now, do that. You know exactly how I feel.
Who did you love besides us?
Who?
I have been following Blair Fowler like forever, so it was actually really fun for me. I knew about her and Al for years and years.
But did you read Beneath the Glitter, her book?
True story. No, I did not.
It's available on Audible.
On audible.com, you get one free download with the
okay, calm down.
Listen, it's a free trial for a month nowadays, but
oh, okay, sorry.
How dare you go off topic for the brand, off message.
Sorry. Oh, but I heard about Yankee Candle. Congratulations.
Okay. It's pending. Hold on. Okay, we gotta go.
Alright, I love you guys.
I love you, I miss you.
I miss you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I heard about Yankee Candle.
Crazy.
We're gonna end it with Yankee Candle. So the story is Corey said that I texted Corey. I tweeted this. I said, Corey, I'm so sorry. It was at like 8 or 9 p.m. I was like, Corey's gonna hate me because he's probably like at a dinner with adults or something. And I was like, Corey, I'm so sorry. I'm on a plane right now. I think I left a candle burning in my living room. Can you go check and blow it out if it is? And he replied with a picture of a burning building, and he goes, I'm outside your place. And
you're
I was
welcome.
Like, not funny.
You're welcome.
And I tweeted it, and everyone thought it was like, oh, typical Corey, he's so funny.
Well,
and Yankee Candle was like, oh, blah, 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 trying to get nosy up in my fucking business. And I said, bitch, I didn't say bitch, but I said, Henny, if mm-hmm. you have something you want to say, would you like to be a sponsor of the podcast?
And then.
And they were like, ooh, let's slide into our DMs. So, y'all, who knows? This could be our big break.
God, we have to get out of here. This has been going on for 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have to go. So if you want Yankee Candle to be a sponsor of the podcast, tweet them, find their Twitter, and be like, yo. Well, don't say yo, because that might be a little too... Maybe if everyone's saying yo, that might be... Just say things in your own words of how much you love them and how much you love Psychobabble, and then like, bam. And then I was like, yo, if you want to be a sponsor, give us candles to give to the Psycho Babies. Anyway.
Are we done?
Corey, how can people find you?
I'm on Twitter. Just Google me.
And I also am there. Would you... Wait, you never answered. Are you a love... love
music. I've always wanted
baby.
To be music.
What's the fourth one? Love? Angel music baby.
Yep.
I think I'm...
It spells lamb.
I think I'm angel. Okay. Bye.
Shop the the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.